You don't want to know.
Finally, he returned to the booth and voted. There was now a nerve-wracking wait of almost 2 minutes while the vote was counted by the returning officer, who was also the Reverend Feckend. As we waited, towards us hurtled a carriage containing a gaunt figure, his arms waving like an evil windmill.
I cannot allow this by-election to continue.
Mr. Benevolent, you are too late. The vote is being counted.
But if you are an MP, it will stop my evil plan of corrupting Parliament for my own ends. You didn't hear that.
Here are the results for the constituency of Poverty St. Mary and Dreadfulness North. Mr. Pip Bin.
Twig Party.
One. And I therefore announce that Pip Bin is our new Member of Parliament.
As Chancellor of the Exchequer, I demand a recount.
You are Chancellor of the Exchequer?
Yes. What better job can you think of for an evil, undead villain?
Well, you are the reason my village suffers.
Oh, what do you know? You've got your head in a bag.
How dare you insult the woman I love as a sister, even if she does have a face like a donkey's backside.
Gentlemen, I have done the recount and the results stand.
Then I am an MP. I shall thwart you, Benevolent.
And I shall thwart you right back. See you in Parliament, Pip Bin.
The Reverend and Ripley accompanied me to the stagecoach, but as we approached...
Here, Pippa. Good girl, Pippa. Come to Harry. Here, Pippa.
Harry, why are you still here?
I'm looking for Pippa. Here, Pippa.
And this is your system for searching?
Yes. It doesn't work. Although, I have found 9 dogs called Pippa.
Is it not 10? Oh, no, this one is just my hideous dog of a dog.
Indeed, Father. For I make yogurt by simply looking at milk to curdle it.
Enough. You're right, Lee. Beauty is more than skin deep, for you have inner beauty.
Certainly not on the outside.
I do not care. Miss Feckend, Ripley, will you remove your veil for me?
I'll fetch a sick bucket.
No, your kidneys might pop at the sight of my montiferous visage.
Your face cannot harm me. Please?
Very well.
Shyly, she removed her veil.
Right. God.
I have a face like a bag of particularly malformed spanners.
Not at all.
You're a very handsome woman. I was lying. She was only handsome if one used the word handsome in the sense of repulsive. For a start, she had 2 noses. But then...
May I touch your second nose?
No, touch me not.
I ignored her and reached out my fingers. And as I tugged at it, it came away in my hand.
Why, this second nose is made of pastry. It is not a nose. It is a vol-au-vent. And your forehead ear. It is merely a piece of ham coincidentally looking like an ear.
All of those are a little peckish.
Let me pull them away. Rightly, you are not ugly. You are beautiful.
But how did this happen?
It is all my fault.
What do you mean, Papa?
In happier times, we gave great fêtes and parties. At one such occasion, when you were 3 years old, you were running with childish eagerness, and you tripped and fell headfirst into the buffet.
That is how this food became part of my face. But why did you not remove it?
I asked God, and he said, don't. He then went on to say, after all, your wife is dead and you are a man who cannot cook or clean or sew. Without someone to look after you, you might die of hunger or mess or of not having something sewn on properly. If your daughter is ugly, she will never marry and she will stay with you forever.
God said all that?
Yup.
But now, I am not ugly and so I might marry.
Alas, you may now be beautiful, but you are far past marrying age, for you are nearly 22.
Rightly.
Yes?
I wish to propose...
Oh, my blood runs hot with newly found passion.
Would you write to me while I am gone? It will help fill your spinsterish hours.
Yes, the long, loveless hours as my body desiccates will pass delightfully with some letter writing.
Now, to London, Harry.
Poor Rightly. To think she was ugly all those years, and only now, deep into middle age, to discover that it was merely buffet scarring and that she was actually a bit of a cracker.